Are the ads to blame? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. For an ad to be effective, you have to know your audience. And in the case of the Bushmaster rifle that Adam Lanza used in the Sandy Hook shootings, the ads couldn't have been more perfect for a young man determined to shoot a lot of people.
This is their words. Forces of opposition bow down. You are single-handedly outnumbered.
Attorney Josh Koskoff stood before the Connecticut Supreme Court Tuesday to argue that Remington should be held accountable for deliberately marketing its guns to angry young men.
It was, and I'm quoting, the uncompromising choice when you demand a rifle as mission adaptable as you are.
To which Remington's attorney argued, that's just business.
Well, obviously all product manufacturers are trying to capture market share through advertising and otherwise.
He also points out that Adam Lanza didn't buy the gun himself, his mother did. And of course there's that federal law which restricts lawsuits against gun makers. But the Sandy Hook families think they can get around those restrictions by proving that Remington knew its weapons were ending up in the wrong hands and didn't care. All they're asking is that the court let the suit go forward. Weirdly, if Lanza had used a slingshot, they could have sued the slingshot maker. There's a precedent for that. And last May, the state of New Jersey filed suit against a gun maker whose guns kept jamming when the state police tried to use them. But as the law stands now, you cannot sue a gun maker whose weapon works as advertised. And unfortunately, at Sandy Hook, it definitely did. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.